The Mystery of Diane Fossey.
In 1985, the American primatologist and conservationist Diane Fossey was murdered in the jungles of Rwanda. She was 53. Local people called her Nyamarakasibili, the woman who lives alone in the forest. But Fossey was not alone. Fossey, like so many of the rare mountain gorillas she famously studied, had been killed with a machete. Her murderer has never been identified, but she had many enemies, above all, the local poachers that she furiously resisted. In 1967, only about 250 mountain gorillas were left in the world. Fossey, a loner with a love of animals, created a research camp in Rwanda to study them. She was 35. She was not a scientist, but had worked as a therapist for autistic children. Slowly, she gained the apes' trust, learning to copy their sounds and gestures. National Geographic documented her experience, stunning the general public, who had always believed gorillas to be violent, aggressive creatures. Thanks to Fossey, gorillas became a cause célèbre of the nascent conservationist movements in the 1970s, like pandas and whales. But gorillas continued to be killed, their heads sold for decoration, their hands turned into ashtrays. Driven to desperation, Fossey became obsessed with stopping poachers. She financed an anti-poacher force to destroy gorilla traps. Young zoologists coming to study gorillas at her camp were expected to join her fight. Some were reluctant, infuriating Fossey. Isolated and considering herself to be at war on behalf of the gorillas, her tactics became increasingly extreme. She burned the poachers' homes, killed their cattle, tortured them, and terrorized their children. She made enemies in the Rwandan government, accusing them of corruption and talking of her gorillas, despite being a guest there. All of these people have at times been suspected of involvement in her murder. If it was a simple poacher, why hadn't he taken the $1,000 in cash that was by her bed? Fossey's extreme conservation tactics have become widely accepted. Elephant poachers, for example, are now often shot on sight. For the mountain gorillas, at least, the story has been happier. In Rwanda, poaching is now a thing of the past for them. They are now seen as vital to the Rwandan economy, bringing tens of thousands of tourists to the country. The tourists, inspired by those images of Diane Fossey, pay big money to spend just 1 hour in the company of the gorillas. The gorillas, being peaceful by nature, have learned to accept their human visitors. Thanks to Diane Fossey, mountain gorillas are the only apes in the world whose population is growing. Except, of course, for...